I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said Turkey will be able to take joint steps with the United States and Syria once the Kurdish YPG militia leaves Syria's Manbij. Michael Brown has that story.
Speaking at a joint news conference with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Çavuşoğlu also said Tillerson's visit marked a critical point for the future of the relations between two NATO allies. Tillerson is in Turkey for 2 days of talks described as uncomfortable discussions between the allies, which have seen their ties strained by differences over Syria. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
The troubled 19-year-old man accused of killing 17 people at a Florida school is being held without bond. Nicholas Cruz appeared briefly at a court hearing Thursday to hear the formal charges of 17 counts of premeditated murder. The sheriff said Cruz was armed with an AR-15 rifle, a weapon a relative of one of the victims said should not be accessible to anyone who can buy a gun.
The rifles are made for killing people. It's not for hunting. It's not for anything else. The military should have it, and the police force should have it. Nobody else.
In addition to the 17 people killed Wednesday, the shooting left 15 others hospitalized, some of them in critical condition. Thursday, the U.S. Senate rejected all four immigration proposals the chamber considered during a week of deliberation dedicated to addressing the legal status of young undocumented immigrants who could be at risk for deportation beginning March 5th. U.S. President Donald Trump's plan received the fewest votes of those considered, with just 39 in the 100-member chamber. This is VOA News. The Russian central bank announced that unknown hackers stole $6 million from a Russian bank last year in an attack using the SWIFT international payments messaging system.